As we get into hour number four, we're going to get to our first Fryer Fridays, and a great opportunity to visit with the Executive Vice President, General Manager of the Padres. One A.J. Preller joins us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. A.J., good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good, John. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Did you get any basketball in early this morning?
went to the court, shot around a little bit.
That's good. Well, you guys are kind of in a tailspin right now, four in a row, not swinging the bat. Pitching hasn't been all that bad. I thought Chris Paddock last night, AJ, at times really looked good, just made a couple of big mistakes to the wrong guys.
No, exactly. I think Chris, you know, he threw the ball. He's thrown the ball well every start he's made for us so far. And, you know, last night, the two big hits, I think they only had, three, four, five hits as a team. And, I think overall, Votto hit the leadoff bomb, and then I think Barnhart with the two-run bomb later on in the game. But, I think overall we've thrown the ball well as a group. We've thrown a lot of strikes as a team, and, I think we do that consistently over the course of the year, play defense and pitch. We'll be in a decent spot.
Hey, AJ, talking about the young pitching, and I would imagine I'm not sitting in your meetings with Andy or Darren, yourself and your staff, but just looking at the guys that are in this rotation, and a couple of them had some injuries here not too long ago. Any limitations on these guys? How concerned are you about, X guy throwing X amount of innings and having to move guys up and down? You brought up Pedro Avila last week, and he did a marvelous job in his major league debut. But, when you get into August and September, are you going to be a little bit more concerned about how deep these guys are going into ball games?
Yeah, I think it's something that that we've known is going to be something we'll face all year. And I think part of developing young pitchers is building innings and enabling them to get used to pitching in the big leagues and to go from pitching in a minor league environment to building major league innings. And I think we're realistic that we're gonna we feel like we've had some guys make some good starts so far. And as the year goes on, that's definitely been something that's, that's on our radar. It will continue to be on our radar. And I think we'll have other guys in the minor leagues that'll potentially be ready to come up and pitch as well and go from there. But, I think in developing pitchers, you want to be cognizant of it. I don't think it's any set formula. But we'll keep monitoring it all year so we're able to develop guys, but also not stretch the limits and put us in good position here going forward.
I know talk show hosts and writers and fans, they want you to sign every guy out there. And, of course, the name that's been linked to you guys quite a bit is a guy like Dallas Keuchel. He's probably, without a doubt, the best available free agent out there right now. Or are you guys keeping in touch with his agent? Have they called you? Or are you even interested at this point in time?
I think we always, I think throughout the year, you're always looking to improve your roster. You're always looking at different possibilities. So that's, I think we'll continue to look at all different possibilities, trade route, free agent route, seeing who in our system has a chance to come up and pitch. But I know we've talked about this consistently as a group. We believe in the young pitchers that we've signed and developed over the years. We feel like a lot of guys have, they've done what they've had to do at the minor league level. We feel like we have more guys that are going to be part of this conversation this year. And I think a big part, for us of getting where we want to get to is building some pitching from within and having some guys come from within that proved to be, valuable, major league rotation starters and frontline starters. So I think that's, that overall we like the guys that are in the room. We like the guys that are in the locker room and in the building and in the organization. And I think it's really important for those guys to get the opportunity because, we feel like they've earned it.
Executive Vice President, General Manager of the San Diego Padres, our guest, A.J. Preller on 97.3 The Fan. A.J., you've been at this a while. You do an incredible job. But what you've done with this farm system, I think, has been a minor miracle. And my hat's off to you and all the great baseball people that you brought to this Padre organization. My question to you, what was the biggest adjustment when you first took this job? Being a guy that was like a super scout, traveling all over the world looking for ball players?
I think just getting to know people in the organization and especially having getting to see what's been important to the scouting group here, the player development group here, kind of sharing in those ideas, seeing what you know, what we feel like can lead to a successful organization. There hasn't been too much, honestly. Like I think in the job, that's, you know, been a huge surprise. It's overall been in terms of the structure of it and you know, like the day-to-day schedule. But like anything, I think getting to know your people, getting to know the guys in, that we have on the scouting and development side. You know, I think that's been and then, you know, it's been part of the story of the last few years in terms of the build up and you know, kind of building a philosophy in terms of how we go out and scout players, evaluate players, and then develop players to get them to the big league level.
You know, AJ, I look at the offense, and, you know, I thought going into the year, you know, everybody had talked about, and people have been around baseball, you know, the Padres got a lot of good young arms, but they're young, and, you know, can they hold up an entire major league season? They look at the roster. They look all the gold gloves, especially on that infield after you sign Machado. We know what Hosmer and Kinsler's done. Tatis has been absolutely fantastic. And I think everybody expected the Padres, you know, to score 4, 5, 6, 7 runs and have some blowout wins. This team right now is really scuffling at the plate. There's only a couple of guys swinging the bat real well. You guys are hitting .228 as a team right now. How concerned are you? Because you got to be seeing a lot of the same things this year that you've seen the last couple of years from this lineup.
I think, again, baseball, you know, overall, we have a lot of faith in the group that we have from an offensive standpoint. I think, you know, one of the positives we've looked at is, you know, that we've, you know, I think over the course of the first 20 games, you know, kept our head above water and you know, and played decent baseball without hitting, you know, because we know it's, you know, I think here pretty shortly we're going to start swinging the bat. When you look at the track record of a lot of the guys and the ability of some of the guys that you know, that we have in the lineup and the depth and quality of the lineup, you know, I think Andy and you know, his coaching staff is you know, is confident we're going to swing the bat, and that's what we've talked about as a group overall is, you know, that's the most consistent things you can do is play defense, pitch the baseball. If we do that, you know, throughout the year, it's going to give us a chance to win, even when the offense, you know, goes in a stretch like we've had here over the last week or really since the start of the season. We really haven't been able to erupt and put a bunch of runs on the board. And I think the good news for us is a lot of faith overall in our group that, you know, that's coming. And that's the nature of offense. You do go through some of these ups and downs. I think, you know, it's a constant battle to make sure that, you know, that we're staying consistent, but you know, I think a lot of faith in the talent of the guys that are there, because you know, there's some track records in that room of some guys that they're going to start swinging the bat well for us.
You know, speaking of bats, you know, I look at those minor league box scores, and you know, pitching, especially if guys are on rehab assignments, sometimes you take the numbers with a grain of salt. But one guy that had a really good spring for you guys with the bat and has continued, he had 4 more hits last night, is a kid out of San Diego State, Ty France, who really at every level he's played, he's always hit, and I heard he's been taking some ground balls at second base. Could you maybe share a little bit about what's going on with him right now? Because he's really playing well for El Paso.
Yeah, Ty is, you know, he's been a guy really since we drafted him that's done a great job. And, you know, lower draft pick, you know, lower round draft pick that, you know, like you said, he hit in college, hit consistently really from day one. And, you know, a guy that's done the same in the minor leagues and you know, advanced year at a time. And, you know, last year he had a really nice year for us in Double A, and then at the end of the season in Triple A and into the Triple A playoffs. And it was no difference in, you know, in spring training. In spring training, he went out and showed that, you know, he's a guy that looks like he's going to be capable of hitting big league pitching, and has been on an absolute tear here to start the season in Triple A. I think 4 more hits again last night, 2 home runs 2 nights ago, including a walk off. And you know, I think with us, like we've talked about, we have, you know, when you have, you know, players like Eric Hosmer, Manny Machado, some of the younger infielders we have up the middle. We've just talked about versatility with some guys, and I think with Ty, we know he's capable of playing the 2 corners, first and third. But just want to see some other, you know, some other spots and in ways that some of these guys can break in and be part of this roster here down the road. So, you know, at AAA right now, we've introduced the second base spot to him as well. He's done a little catching in the past also. But, you know, what you have is a professional bat. He continues to hit. He's gotten off to a great start at AAA. And if he does that, you know, he's going to force his way onto this roster at some point.
AJ, what was the deciding factor of allowing Fernando Tatis Jr. to break with the ball club when a lot of people thought maybe he was going to start out in the minor leagues?
Yeah, I mean, I think we just felt like, you know, pretty simply we were a better club with him on the team, and that he's earned the right to, you know, to from what we've asked him to do, from the different things we put in front of him from a development standpoint, the off season he had, the spring training he had. We felt like he checked a lot of the boxes that internally we have, and ultimately felt like it made our club better, and he was ready for this level. And we wanted him to grow at the big league level with our current group. And again, we talk about putting the best team on the field. Obviously, you've got to look short term and long term, but we felt like everything lined up, and he's gone out and has played well so far for us.
Hey, The trend right now is, we saw what Atlanta did with Acuna Jr., and I know that he had a full year in the big leagues, and Ozzie Albies. We've seen some other organizations when they have a good young player, even going back to the days of Evan Longoria with Tampa Bay, they'll try to sign these players to long-term contracts. Is that something that the Padres would be interested in doing?
Yeah, I think ultimately, talk about with Ron and Peter, I think the first part is to build up the talent base, build up some guys that we feel like are championship level players. And then, obviously you want to make sure that you're keeping those guys in San Diego, for a long part of their career. So I think we've, as we continue to build up the talent base, Fernando, obviously, up right now this year. The guys that we feel like are going to bring a championship to San Diego or elite performers, have elite character and makeup, those guys we're going to look to, we're going to look to make those guys part of things for a long time. And, I think that's, it's Fernando, and it's going to be a lot of other guys that we have coming through the system that we're going to try to, that you want to have a core, and you want to have those guys there consistently year in, year out, guys that fans can identify with and have fun watching. And, I think that's, that'll be the next part of this thing as we go forward.
Hey, AJ, finally, because I know you're a real busy man, appreciate the time I could talk to you for a week and a half about baseball. You love to talk about it. I certainly love to talk about it. But I wanted to ask you about Will Myers. He was out of the lineup last night with a thumb injury. Once again, he tweaked it, sliding head first. And, I kind of shake my head and wring my hands when I see these guys go head first. It seems like so many guys take themselves out of the lineup for an extended period of time. And I hope that's not the case with Will, but the old feet first slide is kind of gone by the wayside.
Yeah, actually, with Will last night, he had a stomach virus, so he came in yesterday ready to play. He was in the lineup, and Will loves he loves playing, and I think overall, as we got through the afternoon, we realized there was no chance he was going to get in there. He was with the stomach virus, and also probably important to get him out of our clubhouse so he didn't get anybody else. the head first slide. It's kind of a double-edged sword because, naturally that's the way some guys, they feel more natural going that way. Obviously, it's a measure of athleticism, but you definitely see, like Tatis last year in Double-A, you see the thumb injuries, you see guys getting nicked up, shoulders, et cetera, and stuff. So, Skip Schumacher does a great job with our base running. He does a great job, talking to guys about sliding and, being aggressive, but also being safe and kind of put it in his hands. And overall, again, I think love to see guys go feet first, but, definitely have some guys on the club that still feel more comfortable going head first.
Hey, AJ, happy Easter, my friend. Good luck this weekend against the Cincinnati Reds, and really appreciate your time.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Same to you, John.